In Los Angeles, a big, new, and very expensive public school campus is finally finished and ready for classes. It's named for the late Senator Robert F. Kennedy, and it is built on the spot where he was fatally shot in 1968. Back then, there was a hotel on that site. As NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates reports, it was a place that was famous long before it became infamous.
The long driveway in front of what's now the Robert F. Kennedy Community Schools is about to be filled with students rushing to classes. But turn back the clock 60 years or so, and this same space is packed with limousines, dropping off elegantly dressed passengers bound for a legendary L.A. nightclub.
Gus Arnheim, transplanter to the world-famous Coconut Grove in the Ambassador Hotel, Los Angeles.
Singer Johnny Mathis drew a star-studded opening night crowd at the Ambassador's Coconut Grove.
The Coconut Grove takes great pleasure in presenting Sammy Davis Jr.
That was the Ambassador Hotel. It quickly became the place to see and be seen. The hotel hosted the Academy Awards for several years. F. Scott Fitzgerald and Nikita Khrushchev were guests. Richard Nixon wrote his Checkers speech here. Then, in 1968, an event occurred that eclipsed everything else.
My thanks to all of you, and now it's on to Chicago, and let's win there. Thank you very much.
Presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy gave his victory speech in the embassy ballroom after winning the California primary. Then...
The senator is on the ground. He's bleeding profusely, apparently. Clear back. Apparently, the senator has been shot.
Robert Kennedy died at a nearby hospital 26 hours after being shot in the hotel pantry. And with that, the Ambassador became another grim landmark for a country that had seen too many tragedies. The hotel survived another 20 years, but it became a prisoner of its own history, a boarded-up relic from good times and bad with no clear future. That changed when the L.A. School District bought the property and said it would build 6 schools on the Ambassador's footprint. It meant the old hotel would be demolished, but project manager Steve Collins says parts of the Ambassador have been saved and recreated in today's school.
As we were disassembling the project, we found the original artwork, colors, and the Moorish architecture and so forth sandwiched between some newer construction. So we were able to recreate that from what was originally here.
Preservationists weren't impressed.
The attempts at linking this to the historic past of the site are really gimmicks.
Linda Dishman is executive director of the LA Conservancy, which sued to try to preserve large parts of the hotel. She thinks the school building that exists today, with a few facsimiles of the Ambassador, is pointless.
My whole experience in walking through that site was that it was a missed opportunity.
Not so, says Georgia Lazo, principal of a new K-12 school in the complex.
It's great. I think a lot of us in LAUSD have been used to working in older buildings, sometimes dilapidated buildings, so this is certainly something that our faculty deserve.
Principal Lazo takes us into a big room filled with state-of-the-art equipment that looks as if it belongs in CSI.
This is one of our chemistry labs. We're really excited about it because many of our teachers who are working in older facilities don't actually have science labs.
All that costs lots of money. The 6 schools cost more than $500 million. Some blame that huge price tag on the long legal battle over whether to save the Ambassador or bulldoze it. Georgia Lazo, for one, is unapologetic about what the schools cost.
It's a great facility, and our kids deserve it. Our community deserves it.
Former Kennedy aide Paul Schrade agrees. Schrade was with the senator when he was gunned down by Sirhan Sirhan in the Ambassador pantry. Schrade was also shot, but he survived. And for almost 30 years, he's labored to have a school built on the Ambassador site that would be a proper memorial to his friend and mentor. Now he feels they finally have one.
That was part of his legacy, and that is to give poor kids a decent education, which would help break its cycle of poverty. And that's really what the school is all about, is giving kids a chance.
Maria Gutierrez lives right down the street from the RFK schools. She's 27, grew up in the neighborhood, and has only known the Ambassador as an abandoned eyesore. When she heard a school was going to be built on the property, Mrs. Gutierrez made herself a vow.
If one day I have kids, I'm going to have them come here, and I am. I'm happy because that came through. My kids are going there, so.
Yeah, they're angry.
Her sons Brumaro and Juan are enrolled in one of the elementary schools here and will remain at RFK through 12th grade. Some who knew Bobby Kennedy say this is the kind of living legacy he'd appreciate. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.